First, have you looked at the cost of used cars lately? According to Edmunds.com, the average price in November was $29,000. That's up 39% from the previous November. It's also more than what you'll pay for certain new vehicles. And for a 9-year-old car, the average cost is $14,000. It's not good news if you're a prospective buyer. But if you're a seller, different story. If you're trading in your vehicle, it's going to be worth more. We want to hear what you're seeing at 800-642-1234. Are you in the market for a new or used vehicle? Are you going to try to hang on to what you've got until prices come down? How are growing car prices affecting your life? If you're a mechanic or work at a dealership, what kind of business are you seeing? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jamie Page Deaton is editorial director at InvestorPlace.com, former executive editor of the U.S. News Best Cars team. Jamie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, car prices high. I mentioned that Edmunds report. That's just one data point, but this is the real deal, right? Car prices are up.
Car prices are up. This might be the only time where your car is not a depreciating asset. This might be the only time where you could make money off of that, you know, that car that you haven't been driving that's been sitting in your driveway for so long. This really puts, if you're selling a car, now's a great time. But the flip side is, if you have to buy a car, whether new or used, you're going to pay more than you would have just a couple years ago.
Well, you set up this clip we have. A listener called in a couple months ago. We did a segment about the economy. She had a story about the price, the value of her vehicle. Here's a listen.
I recently used my truck as collateral to get a small loan for my daughter to finish college. And I have a 2015 Chevy Silverado. And as she was looking up the value according to Kelley Blue Book, she told me my truck appreciated and my truck is actually worth several thousand dollars more now than when I purchased it in 2018. And I said to her, would you look that up again? Because that just doesn't seem right. Trucks don't make money. They depreciate. And that's when I thought, okay, this is real. This is really happening.
Well, there you go. Exactly what you just said, Jamie. Used cars appreciating in value, which is rare. What is driving this?
Well, it all comes back to COVID, like most things. There have been major supply disruptions in the automotive sector, specifically around computer chips and semiconductors. And those are key components for new cars. That's put a squeeze on new car inventory, which in turn has moved some people out of the new car market into the used car market. And so really what it's about is there's a lot more competition for those used cars that are there. There's more because there's more people looking for them. That's more demand. More demand equals higher prices.
Something earlier on I'd seen, I don't know if this is still part of the deal, Jamie, car rental companies, they have this usual cycle of when they sell off their old inventory, when they buy new stuff. COVID messed that up too. Is that still echoing and leading to a shortage of used cars?
Yes, absolutely. So at the beginning of COVID, you know, with all the travel restrictions, rental car companies, honestly, they panicked quite a bit and they ended up selling off a large portion of their fleets because they didn't want to deal with, the upkeep costs if no one was going to be renting cars. That has really come back to not only bite them, but also used car buyers, because now you're not just competing with, you know, the guy down the street. You're actually competing with the rental car company, because not only are they not selling the cars they have now, because rental cars are a big source of supply in the used car market, but now rental car companies are actually starting to buy used cars. So the next car that you rent may not be, you know, the newest model or even just 1 to 2 years old. It could be 3, 4, 5 years old because of the shortage of new cars. Rental car companies have had to replenish their fleets and they're going to the used car market to do it.
We're looking at the high prices these days of used cars, new cars too, but used cars. Jamie Page Deaton is with us from InvestorPlace.com, longtime observer of the vehicle scene. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have some observations on the ground. If you've been shopping, if you've bought or sold a car lately, what was it like? Was there an empty used car lot? You're picking from one or two cars, or did things work out pretty well for you? If you fix cars, if you sell cars, What are you seeing? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jamie, let's get a little bit of advice here for that person who, you know, they need a car and they kind of need it now to be able to get back and forth to work, right? What do you recommend to someone who's seeing sticker shock when they go out and hunt for the car they need?
Yeah, first of all, my condolences to that person because it really is a tough, tough market. But you can kind of squeeze the best deal out by going against the grain. You know, the audio you played earlier with the woman talking about her truck. Trucks are extremely popular. More demand equals higher prices. So if you're in the market for a car, really just swim against the current and find something that is not all that popular. That means stay away from trucks, stay away from SUVs, stay away from crossovers, and instead look at smaller cars and hybrids because those are the ones that are going to have less demand and you're going to be able to get a little bit of a price cut, not quite what, you know, we've come to expect in other markets, but you're going to pay less for that, or at least not get gouged quite so much as you would on a popular SUV or something like that. And the good news is too, you know, if you go for those smaller cars and hybrids, you end up with lower operating costs as well. So overall, you're saving money. And the other thing too is interest rates are very, very low. So even though you might be paying more on the price of a used car, you can save some money on your auto loan if you're financing that purchase. Make sure that you shop around for your loan as much as you shop around for your car. A lot of people think you have to take the dealer financing, and that just isn't the case. You can get pre-approved for a loan from your bank, from your credit union, you know, even from another bank. You know, if you go to bankrate.com, they will have people competing for your business with auto loans. And you can take that loan into the dealer and say, hey, can you beat this financing offer and save a little bit of money on your interest rate, even if you really can't save money on the car?
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Cyril is with us in Madison. Cyril, hi.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I wanted to tell you about something that's been happening in our house for at least the last year. My wife owns a 4-year-old Buick Enclave, and I own a 10-year-old Captiva. And we have been receiving a lot of mail from first the dealers that we bought the vehicles from, and lately from any dealer that is selling the same make of car, asking us, please, would you consider selling us your car so that we can offer you a generous rebate or deduction on any car that we have in stock or that we can order for you.
Wow. Cyril, are you gonna give in, or are you waiting for the right price, or are you fine with the cars you have right now?
Well, my wife's car, she bought brand new, mm-hmm. So she's fine with ours. Mine, I'm happy with it. It's running fine. It has 100,000 miles on it, but it's still running well. So I'm in no hurry just yet.
Excellent, Cyril. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, Jamie, for people who have a car, unlike Cyril, that they do want to unload, this might be a pretty good time for them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is a point where, you know, just like regular shoppers are having trouble finding inventory, dealers are having trouble finding inventory. So what he's experiencing is not at all strange. Dealers are reaching out. I've even heard and seen articles about people will go buy a new car, and a week later, the dealer wants to buy it back for $10,000 more than they paid for it. And it really is just a crazy, crazy car market. And, you know, if you have an extra car that you're not going to use, then yeah, go ahead and sell it. But I think actually Cyril makes a really good point in saying, you know, my car is running fine. I don't think I'm going to sell it, because even if you go and you get a great deal on your trade-in, what you have to remember is the new car prices or the other used car prices that you're going to use to replace that trade-in, they're going to be really high as well. So this is a great time for you to sell your car to a company like CarMax or Carvana. Carvana lets you sell it all online. They come pick it up and you can get a pretty good deal from it. CarMax, you do have to drive it to a CarMax store, but they'll still give you a pretty good deal. And I've even seen regular dealers do where you don't have to buy a car from them. You can just bring your car in and sell it to them. So you don't have to do the trade-in if you don't need to replace that car.
Thanks for that call, Cyril. We're talking about a big jump in used car prices. Jamie Page Deaton is with us, editorial director at investorplace.com. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you in the market for a new vehicle or a used vehicle? What kind of sticker shock are you experiencing right now? If you can't afford to buy a vehicle, how are you getting by? Have you sold a car in recent months? If you own or work at a car dealer or a mechanic shop, what's business like for you? Are people trying to get more life out of that car for a little longer? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk now about the rising price of used cars. According to Edmunds.com, the average used car in the U.S. cost $29,000 in November, a big jump from the previous year. Jamie Page Deaton is with us, editorial director at InvestorPlace.com, former executive editor of the U.S. News Best Cars team. And you can still join in at 800-642-1234. Have you tried to sell or buy a car lately? Are you surprised by the numbers that were showing up along the way? If you have an older car that you're thinking of replacing, are you trying to get by? Maybe do a little more maintenance, hope to squeeze an extra year out of it. If you sell cars, if you're an auto dealer, what kind of things are coming through your lot? If you fix cars, love to hear from you as well at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jamie, for someone thinking, yeah, now I was thinking I was going to, you know, sell my old car, buy a new one, get on the market, but I can wait. Should they? I mean, are they going to wait for a long time and the things are still going to be the same, maybe worse? Or is there a thought that things are going to get better, cheaper?
You know, there's a thought that things are going to get better, but I want to put some caveats out there. So once the supply chain issues work themselves out, then you should start to see supplies increase. And, you know, in a logical world, that would mean that prices start to come down. The one kind of caveat about that is are the automotive makers, are they going to be addicted to these new higher prices they're able to command? And are they going to actually lower prices? And it's the same with the dealers because, you know, MSRPs on cars, they really haven't changed. What's changed is the dealer markup. And so it's really going to come down to the individual dealers. Are they going to follow, you know, are they going to be allowing the prices to come down, you know, when demand subsides a little bit? And that's really a big question mark. And I think you're going to see that answer on a dealer by dealer basis. Because they have a lot of freedom in that realm. And I think, too, it's a good opportunity for dealers to, you know, maybe to provide some really good customer service by bringing prices down as they see demand falling as well. But there are going to be some dealers out there who, you know, don't do that. We've already seen some dealers really putting some massive markups on new cars as well as used cars. And so it's a little bit disheartening as somebody who's, you know, a consumer and for consumers everywhere. But it really just comes down to if you can wait this market out, you should wait this market out because right now prices are just really, really high. And if you wait it out for a year or so, you're almost guaranteed to get a better deal.
Now, you mentioned the kinds of cars people are looking for, and I'd be interested in hearing about that from our listeners. If you're shopping, are you looking for a truck, an SUV, a hybrid, or take what you can get? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Jamie, you said trucks and SUVs popular, hybrids not as in demand. We just had this period of noticeably higher gas prices. They've dipped some since then. Sometimes when that happens, it puts people in a mind of thinking about gas mileage. Sounds like maybe not.
No, I mean, gas prices really have to get well above $5 a gallon for a hybrid to really make sense, for you to really be able to make the money back over the life of the hybrid, particularly since a lot of cars that aren't hybrids have gotten really, really fuel efficient with their engines. That's not to say that there's not value in a hybrid, because there definitely is, but we haven't seen the big uptick in hybrids that you see typically when you have higher gas prices. But we have seen hybrid sales increase, but that's mainly due to the fact that people can't get into other cars. And so the hybrids are what's left on the lot. And so hybrid sales go up and hopefully to it, you know, convert some people into driving a little bit of a cleaner vehicle.
Are the prices of those hybrids and again, those less in high demand vehicles, are they like normal? Are they closer to Blue Book prices than all the other vehicles we've been talking about?
I wouldn't say that they're normal, but they're not as high. Like, you're not going to see the massive, you know, $10,000 markup that you might see on a truck. You might only see, you know, you might end up paying MSRP. And I would say in this market, if you pay MSRP and not above, you're getting an incredible deal. But with the hybrids, you might see, you know, an increase of, you know, maybe 5% above MSRP. And that's, while it's not a great deal and it kind of hurts to pay above the price, particularly when, you know, as car buyers, we always want to negotiate the dealer down below MSRP. It's really not that bad given what the market is.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Chris on the line in Milwaukee. Hi, Chris.
How are you, Rob?
Good. What's your story?
Well, I'm an auto recycler. I've been a state licensed recycler for 39 years. I just left a Chevrolet store within the last 5 minutes here. And what we're noticing in our business is that there is definitely an uptick in business. People are fixing what they can because of new car prices, and used car prices are, you know, just outrageous right now. But also that the insurance companies, in my opinion, are fixing vehicles right now that maybe 2 years ago they wouldn't have fixed because they're worth more money, so they're not hitting that total loss number like they were just a short time ago.
Wow. How dramatic a change are you seeing, Chris? Like a little bit, or is this really noticeable?
Well, our business last year was up 18%.
Oh,
so
that's not too shabby. Chris, thank you so much for sharing your perspective on that. Jamie, what do you think?
Yeah, this is one of those things, particularly when you bring up insurance into it, that, you know, there's some really complicated calculus that's going around, you know, whether or not to repair the car, because repair costs are also going to be a little bit higher than they normally would. And they're also going to take longer because of, again, you know, supply chain issues with getting parts to repair cars with. And so this is really a good time to drive carefully, because if you get into an accident, well, that's going to take a lot longer to fix. Your insurance company, just like the caller said, they may choose to fix something that they would have totaled, you know, just a couple of months ago. And the other thing to remember, too, is if your car is declared a total loss by your insurance company, that payout may not, though it would be higher than it otherwise would, it still may not be enough to get you into a comparable car. So, you know, my piece of advice is to not only wait out this market if you can, but make sure that you're driving carefully so that you don't end up in an accident with expensive repairs. And then also stay on top of your maintenance, because you also don't want to, you know, skip an oil change or two and then suddenly run into a big repair issue where you have to wait, you know, months and months for the parts to come in, because that is something that we're starting to see. It's just taking forever to get cars repaired.
Chris, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Jamie Page Deaton about the high cost of used cars. We heard from Brody on Facebook, who writes, seeing as how almost everyone in the state requires a car just to participate in the labor market and not be destitute, this is a serious problem for the average person. And Jamie, I see some outfits, as they try to measure the impact of these costs, saying, you know, is the current cost of used cars out of reach for the average person? What kind of calculations, what kind of thinking is there on that?
Well, it's absolutely out of the reach for a lot of workers out there. I mean, if the average price of a used car now is about $29,000. And if you think somebody who's working, you know, in a service position, even if they're able to get, you know, that wage of about $15 an hour, when you factor in housing costs and you factor in, you know, medical costs and utilities and things, then yeah, that average used car price is out of reach. And they're going to end up, and, you know, it's sad, because they're going to end up with a car from the lower end of that range, you know, maybe around $10,000, which is still hard to swing. And those are the cars that are going to require a lot of repairs and a lot of maintenance. So it's another example of how expensive it is to be poor, because it keeps you out of the labor market. You're paying more for a car than you otherwise would. And I think it really is difficult for a lot of people to afford these new prices. And I think for a lot of families, it's going to cause a lot of crisis moments.
Well, Jamie, as you said earlier, this price situation may not resolve itself in the short run. What other kinds of things are you watching for in the auto industry over the coming year?
over the coming year. I mean, we're really just watching to see when the prices will come down. There were some early indicators that they had started to plateau at the dealer, the auctions, which is where most dealers buy their used cars that they turn around and sell to consumers. Those auctions saw a plateau of prices in November. So we might start to see them coming down as we go into, you know, January, February, March. But even still, like, it's not going to be a steep decline. It's going to be a low, just a slow burn down into where prices are more affordable. And like I said, it's really going to be up to individual dealers to make sure that they're pricing their cars, you know, in a way that's appropriate for the demand that they're seeing.
I know some people in our last minute, Jamie, like to go into a car dealer and wheedle and bargain as they're buying that new car. Is that, are we just talking to a brick wall here, given what's going on?
You know, best of luck if you want a bargain. I think it's worth a shot, right? You know, you don't ask, you don't have. But just be realistic with it. And, you know, if the dealer's coming back and saying, no, I can't, you know, I can sell that to somebody, that car to somebody else for more money, don't take it personally. It's a business. You know, they've got to make their money too. So just, you know, feel free to bargain, but just be realistic about your expectations. You could go over to cardgurus.com. They have a great price estimator on used cars. So you can see if a car is a good deal or not based on the mileage and where it's located and things. So that you have options to educate yourself. Make sure you do that research before you start to negotiate. And again, just be realistic. You're not likely to get a really great deal right now.
Jamie, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Jamie Page Deaton, editorial director at InvestorPlace.com, former executive editor of the U.S. News Best Cars team. We talked to her about soaring used car prices and when they might come back down.